question at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The State of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history, The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to the website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this Thursday morning, September 27th. It's 7:37 a.m. if you're just getting your morning started. As always, we'd like to remind you about those school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. And also, you know, we remind you every single morning about kids standing at bus stops, those crossing guards, and people walking, especially when we leave in the morning. You know, you have your early morning walkers, and the sun is not yet up in many cases. And so we want to make sure that you're watching out for those people that are just exercising in the morning or just traveling about on foot. Be careful, you know, especially in the mornings. The last couple of mornings, it's been foggy, not extremely foggy like it was a couple of days ago, but foggy, and it's hard to see. So if you're driving in this morning, we want you to stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for people that are traveling around and about, especially our school kids, because most of the time they're just not engaged in the morning. So please be careful. Remember, the magic hour is 9 o'clock, and we want to remind you that you can connect with us at the OPT offices at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2 right here in Alexandria. You can zip it up with 71302, or you can reach us by phone. The number is area 318-445-5658. And so that's just a little bit of information about how you can connect with us. You know that leading up to October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we are always, always trying to encourage, uplift, and enlighten our community one conversation at a time. And the way that we do that is through information. We believe that knowledge is power, and the more information that we get and that we have, the more powerful we should ultimately become. And so it has been our great mission to educate our listeners about breast cancer and the rigors of breast cancer, but most importantly, early detection. And that's what we've been talking about. And yesterday, you know, I was text messaging one of my sister friends, and things come over us that cause us to become saddened. And let me just tell you what she says. She says, you know, I have been really bombarded or overcome by anxiety, depression, oppression. And there are things that are always vying for our attention, and they try to come against us. But when you hear Dr. Sherry Phillips' story about overcoming, I think that it will make all of us just a little bit stronger. So no matter what you're going through this morning, this week, this month, we've got to be overcomers. We've got to learn to reinvent ourselves. And this morning, we're going to be speaking to the national spokesperson from the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And we're going to hear her incredible story of overcoming. And, you know, it's always been our philosophy that one story gives life to the next story. And the more stories that we hear, the more encouraged that we should all become. And, you know, this is why we do it. We try to tell these incredible stories so that each and every one of us understands that if one person can overcome, the next person can overcome. And together, we can win. We can eradicate breast cancer. We're going to do it one conversation at a time, one person at a time. And this is it. You know, yesterday and, you know, the weeks before, you know, we decided to say hell no to breast cancer. And if enough people get together and say hell no to breast cancer, we are going to stamp out this horrible disease. We're going to find the research. We are going to continue in a movement where women won't have to struggle with breast cancer, where families don't have to struggle with breast cancer, because we will find a cure. Everybody, you're on point. It's Thursday morning. It's 7:41 a.m. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back on point after this. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville, is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The State of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. With one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, get your walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox, 200 names, or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Hi, I'm Trish Desitel, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Laura Bryan with First Federal Bank Louisiana, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I support Team OPT and its efforts to raise money and awareness in the fight against breast cancer. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If your morning is just getting started, it's 7:49 a.m. Today is Thursday, September the 27th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is on point. State Farm is insuring more than 40,000 car owners. So listen. For all of your insurance needs, State Farm agent Rosa Fields is in this community to serve you. Here's the number. It's 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're talking about an incredibly important subject and one that we will continue to talk about until we see the change, until we see the change in our community and in our nation. And let me introduce you to an incredible lady this morning. From doctor to activist is who she is. This is a breast cancer reinvention story, really, is what it is. Being a physician was Dr. Sherry Phillips' life's dream, and that's what she did for nearly two decades. And then cancer intervened, followed by disabling lymphedema. Now, as one season shifted, because we'll call it a shift, and a new season and a new purpose was born, Dr. Phillips is a breast cancer survivor, and she is the national spokesperson for the Susan G. Komen 3-Day for the Cure. We welcome Dr. Sherry Phillips to the OPT Network for the very first time. Dr. Phillips, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette. How are you, my love?
I am absolutely wonderful. And you know what? We could not wait to talk to you. We could not wait for you to share your story. When it first came across our desk, we said, you know what? This is a story, Dr. Sherry, that we absolutely have to share. I want to first rewind, and I want to talk about that moment when you discovered that you had something going on that wasn't right in your body.
Well, you know, I had always practiced knowing what was normal for me. I mean, it was part of what I did as a person and obviously as a physician. And actually on October 1st, 2008, I had been caring for my mom who was terminally ill for the past 3 years. And I had put her in inpatient hospice for what would be the last time and received the call that the ambulance had dropped her off and was about to head out the door to go and see her and was kind of feeling around and doing what I usually do. And I felt a lump in my right breast and panic struck the moment that I felt it.
Wow.
And I couldn't go to my mom that night. It was just so overwhelming because I had just treated or just had been through treatment with a very dear friend and had went to every appointment with her, all of her reconstruction, and she had just came back to work literally that July.
Wow.
And now this was October, and I was feeling a lesion, and the realization of it just really knocked me off my feet.
So, Dr. Sherry, let me ask you this. So you're getting ready in the morning. Were you just doing a normal sort of self-breast exam, or did you just not feel right in your breast?
You know, I had not been feeling right for a few months, to be honest with you.
Let's talk about what feeling wrong felt like.
Well, I was exhausted. I was fatigued, very tired. Just couldn't seem to shake it and feel quote-unquote normal.
Okay.
But I thought it was because I was running around so much with my mom and working a full-time job and raising two kids. So I just really thought I was just tired.
Right.
And so by that evening of October 1st, I realized, okay, usually I do, that's something that I kind of check myself out at the first of every month.
Okay.
It just kind of helps me remember to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was October 1st, and I realized, oh, my goodness, it's 8:30 at night. I hadn't checked things out. And literally, I just stood there and was in front of the mirror and was checking stuff out and said, wow, whoa. And then it's like immediately I thought, that's why I haven't been feeling well.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And so
I jumped on the phone and called my surgeon.
and that's what I was going to ask. And so what did you do next? So at 8:30 at night, you jump on the phone, you get immediately proactive. Is that the doctor in you that just immediately reacts?
I think it's the doctor, and I think it's also the Cherie. I don't like not knowing what's going on. And that's been a part of me all of my life. And so I kind of like to always get to the bottom of things. And because I had been through these exact same steps with my close friend, I had the surgeon's number at home and had become very good friends with her. And I called her at home and said, you know, Barb, I found a lesion. Here, do you want me to get a diagnostic mammogram? Do you want me to go straight for an ultrasound? Do you want me to get an MRI? What is it that you want? Because I got to get it. And that was on a Wednesday. And 2 days later on Friday, I went in for a diagnostic mammogram and an ultrasound, and it looked quite suspicious. So I was in her office the following week. I wasn't fooling around.
And so at that moment, Dr. Phillips, is there fear?
Extreme. I wish I could say that that I felt I was so strong in my faith
and in my relationship with the Lord that I said, you know, I'm going to beat this thing and I'm not going to worry about it. But I have since learned that there are we can have moments of fear.
That's right.
And we can have periods of fear. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, so I don't live in it. I can do things, and I can do things afraid.
That's right.
Okay, so courage is being able to do the right thing even when you're scared.
Absolutely.
So, yes, I was very concerned because, you know, my mom is dying, and now I'm concerned that I now have to go and get this treatment. But now who's going to take care of her? Like, I've been taking care of her because I'm the only doc in the family. So there was just some things that just always fell to me. Yeah, I got real scared. I thought about my kids.
Right. And so when you hear initially the C word, when you initially hear that you have cancer, you start to think about everything. And you start to, quite frankly, you start to think about death. So how do you not internalize that so much that you are encompassed by the fear, but that you move out of that to go to the next thing?
You know, when my surgeon called me at home, I was actually working, and she called, and when I answered the phone, I was like, hey, Barb, how are you? And she goes, I could be better. And the mere fact that she said that, she goes, I got your path report, and it is cancer. And in that brief second, I shed a few tears. It couldn't have lasted more than 60 seconds. And I said, okay, so what's your surgery schedule look like?
Wow.
So she said, well, I can either get you on a Monday or a Wednesday. And I quickly pulled out my calendar. I said, okay, let's make it October 22nd. And in my mind, I just became very remote because I had things to do. Mm-hmm. At that moment, I said, if I'm making up in my mind that I'm going to beat this, I got to go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had found the lesion October 1st, October 22nd.
Wow.
It needed to come out. I knew I needed to go ahead and find out what my staging was because, like I said, again, I had to care for my mom. I had to care for my kids. I had to get my house in order.
Absolutely. And what was the staging, Dr. Phillips? What was the staging at that moment, at that time?
Well, at that time, we knew that it was ductal carcinoma. And so when we scheduled my surgery, we had planned for a lumpectomy with a sentinel node biopsy. I ended up more with a partial mastectomy because the tumor was growing deeper. It wasn't growing out, but it was growing towards the chest wall. So every time they went in and got more tissue, when they would send it down to pathology, the margins were never clean until the fourth time. And then the sentinel node biopsy turned out to be 16 nodes removed because that the sentinel node was indeed positive. So I had 3 out of 16 lymph nodes positive, so I became stage 2A. And so instead of just getting a lumpectomy and maybe a few rounds of radiation, I ended up with a partial mastectomy, 15 rounds of chemo, and 33 rounds of radiation.
Wow. And how old were you at that time?
41.
41.
I was diagnosed just a few weeks short of my 41st birthday.
Wow. And was there any family history?
None. I was the first.
Wow.
I was the first, and as my family would describe, you're the healthiest person I know. I exercised every day. I ate right for the most part. Every now and then, you know, you have to get a little home-cooked Southern food.
Absolutely,
no doubt. But for the most part, no history.
For the most part, totally healthy.
Yes.
Absolutely. This is an incredible story. We've got to take a quick break here, Dr. Phillips, but we're back right after this.
Now that you're out of my life, I'm feeling better. You thought that I'd be weak without you, but I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you, I love harder. Thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. Thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. You thought I wouldn't fail without you, so I'm a million. I'm the survivor.
I'm not gonna give up.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next. Blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or texting.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts, but the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. They're dedicated to excellence. And don't forget that they are having they're having a promotion right now where you can go in and you can finance a new or a used vehicle for as low as 1.49%. Listen, all you got to do is visit any of their three locations at Commerce, Edgewood, or Coliseum Boulevard. Also, they are proud sponsors along with us in this year's Susan G. Coleman Race for the Cure. Go by there, give a donation, get your decals, there's so much stuff that you can get, pins, and just go by there and be the change that you want to see. Ask for someone to help you, and they're happy to do that. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. They are also partners with us in this year's Susan G. Coleman Race for the Cure. You can stop in there and give a donation as well. And we also want to thank our McDonald's of Alexandria and Pineville, who also partner with us. And listen, do you see, I just get so gleeful when I think about the partnerships that we are acquiring in saying hell no to breast cancer. We will eradicate breast cancer. We will do it one person, one conversation at a time. But in order to keep the movement moving, we need to keep getting more people involved. You gotta get involved and be the change that you want to see. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, we're joined by Dr. Cherie Phillips. She is a breast cancer survivor, and she is also the national spokesperson for the Susan G. Coleman 3-Day for the Cure. And before we went to break, Dr. Cherie, we were talking about your incredible story. And one of the things that we need to impress upon all of those listening is that early detection was really, really key. Let's talk about that.
Early detection is absolutely key. I think I was sharing with you how I had just walked a friend through the entire process just the whole year before. And the day she discovered her lesion, she called me. We immediately contacted physicians, got her through. She is alive and well today. She is celebrating 5 years cancer-free this year. Wow. But I had another girlfriend who also found that she had breast cancer in 2007, and she didn't tell anyone. Her husband actually discovered the lesion, made her go to the doctor, but she came home and said, the doctor don't know what they're talking about, because she was too afraid to share. Mm-hmm. She was too afraid. She felt that there was this stigma. We really don't even fully know why she did not continue with her follow-up, but within 6 months, she was dead. Wow. And the family didn't even know that she had breast cancer until they were told to come to the emergency room because someone had rushed her there because she was complaining of bad back pain and had difficulties breathing. And so there are three women who discovered the lesion early. You know, I walked through the process with one, and she's alive today, healthy, enjoying a beautiful life. I myself have come through healthy, developed lymphedema, but as you say, God has transitioned me to a new purpose in my life as a result. But then another woman who also discovered did not go through and follow up with treatment, and she's not here today. We have to make sure that we know our bodies. Early detection is key because at one point in 1982, you know, survival rate was averaged only 74%. But now with early detection and with appropriate follow-up and treatment, it averages 99%.
So, Dr. Cherie, this is the issue that we try to talk about as much as possible. Now, your friend who died, because there are many women, and there are so many women that keep it a secret. And I don't understand why we're doing that. And many of us are African American women. Why?
Yes.
Why is there such a stigma that we can't share with our sister friends, with our church family, with our families? Why is that?
You know, I believe it's wrapped up in a lot of things. You know, we are strong,
mm-hmm.
and we are virtuous women who take care of our families, and we're there for our children, and we're there for our husbands, and we're there for our parents. And any form of illness, particularly something that's life-threatening, mm-hmm. as cancer, we see that as making us weak. Society has built this fatty tissue that we carry in front of our bodies as something that adds to our beauty, and we fail to realize mm-hmm. that our beauty, baby, comes from within. That's has right. nothing to do with what is on the outside, but it's not in how I look, but is in who I belong to and who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And as a child of God, mm-hmm. we are beautiful in every act of work that we do. And so when a woman thinks about breast cancer and she thinks of having to have a mastectomy and tying that into who she is, we need better education socially to let women know that has nothing to do with your beauty, sweetheart. God made you wondrously, and mm-hmm. you are beautiful for who you are, and not for in how you look. I know beautiful women who make such tremendous strides in what we are doing in the development and growth of this nation. And it has absolutely nothing with what they put on their bodies.
Wow.
But it has in what everything to do with what comes from their heart and in their giving.
Now, let me stop you right there. I know that you're traveling around the country. And as we talk about this incredibly important issue, I have asked this question, and I'm going to continue to ask, how do we put a stop to it? How do we dispel the shame? There's a woman, and Angie Roberts is an occupational therapist at Cabrini Hospital, and we talk about many stories. We hear many stories every day. An African-American woman who decided that she would not have a mastectomy because of how her husband would view her. And so this is the question that, and it's got to be answered. What is a rational, sane thing that we can say to women to push past this part, the shame, the condemnation, whatever it is? How do we get past it?
You know, I share with women, first thing we need to do, those of us that have lived through the experience need to share it. We need to open our mouths,
mm-hmm.
because I could tell you I could walk down the street, and unless I open my big mouth or someone saw my lymphedema sleeve with my big breast cancer rhinestone ribbon mm-hmm. plastered on the back of it, they would never know that I have breast cancer.
Right.
And so women need to see what a survivor looks like and how a survivor can live. I tell people all the time that before breast cancer, I merely existed.
Mm.
But now I live. And living to me is loving myself and others, inspiring those around me, voicing my dreams and ambitions, and finally enjoying life. When you live, when people see that there is life, health, and happiness beyond breast cancer, then I believe that's going to help women get the strength that they need to push past it. The woman that's concerned about having the mastectomy and how her husband's going to feel
mm-hmm.
with her breast removed,
mm-hmm.
how is your husband going to feel 6 months later when you're 6 feet under?
That's right.
Because that's what you're potentially facing. I have a good friend who's now 9 years cancer-free, Tasha Joyner. This is a wonderful woman. She just completely just came into my life and kind of like knocked me off my feet because of her tremendous story of courage.
Mm-hmm.
She was diagnosed about 5 years before me, and as it turns out, we ended up with the same surgeon, had our surgeries at the same hospital, but we didn't know that until after we met each other.
Mm-hmm.
She had surgery, had reconstruction. The reconstruction failed, so they had to take the breast away, and she now had, you know, just a device that she can put on and
mm-hmm.
have two perkies.
Mm-hmm.
But then you know what she decided? She goes, this other one, this is not me. So she never wears it.
Mm-hmm.
So you see a woman who puts on her beautiful clothes,
mm-hmm.
makes herself up, and she steps out just plain old Tasha. Mm-hmm. Her husband loves her to death. They have created a foundation where they help breast cancer patients cross that bridge between patient to survivor. And they have this beautiful poster that they took together of her showing one good breast and one completely gone. Wow. But 9 years later, she is here raising their beautiful son and is making a difference.
Amazing. And this is what it's about. It's about the courage to tell your story. It's about the courage to step out. And ladies, for each and every one of us to know that we are not defined by our breasts, or we're not defined by what we have or what society says is good. We're defined by who God says that we are. We've got to take a quick break here, but we're back on the other side right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, y'all. The week is almost over. It's almost Friday. But until then, make sure that you're slowing down through those school zones. It's 9 o'clock. That's the magic hour. So be careful, be safe. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf serves of Oyles Parish and surrounding areas. Here's the number, 318
346-6695. Also, Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Also, Hixson Automotive Group is a proud presenting sponsor of this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, another sponsor for the OPT Network. Now, if you're just joining us, we're having an incredible, incredible conversation with Dr. Cherie Phillips, who is the national spokesperson for the Susan G. Komen 3-Day for the Cure. And we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later, but let me introduce you to a couple of other incredible ladies this morning. Laura Bryant is also a breast cancer survivor, 3 years, and she is no stranger to the OPT Network. Laura, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And we welcome back, and we're just going to call Angie DC a contributor to the OPT Network. She is an occupational therapist at Cabrini Hospital, another proud presenting sponsor for this year's third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, and a woman that I cannot say, Dr. Cherie, enough good things about. She is a true servant, and she takes care of the women in not only the area that we live in, but in so many areas around the state. So, Angie, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks, Carlette.
And so, Dr. Cherie, before we bring the other ladies into the conversation, I want you to talk about, we were talking about during the break, how oftentimes as women we're defined by our titles or what we do or what we have. And that's just been something I think that many of us have adapted throughout time, whether we realize it or not. What was that moment like when you had been informed that after having disabling lymphedema, that you would no longer be able to practice being a doctor in the way that you knew it? What was that like for you?
In that moment, I was heartbroken. I was scared, and I was quickly sinking into depression. I had lost my mom while I was going through chemo.
Wow.
And when I finally came through treatment, I didn't mind sharing my story, but I was really ready to just move on, get on with my life. And I was able to do so for about a year, and as the lymphedema became worse and worse and I realized that I could no longer perform the clinical functions of my job, I thought that I would be able to still do the administrative stuff and mm-hmm. stay put, and I was going to work this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And then my boss at the time told me, Cherie, you know, a physician who is not clinically capable is of no value to me. And the moment he said those words, I felt like my heart was going to leap out of my chest just to hear the words, no value.
Mm.
I was 40-something. I just lost my mom. I'm raising a couple of kids. I've been through breast cancer. I'm developing lymphedema. And I have 17 initials behind my name, and you're telling me I have no value. And in that moment, I was so weak, I received it. I felt, I guess I don't, because I've been a doctor for 20 years. I didn't know how to be anything else. But then God began to reason with me, and as the weeks passed and I went through physical therapy for my lymphedema, I mean, banding and kinesio taping, I mean, 5 days a week I was in therapy, I just realized that when I would go to therapy or when I would go to my doctor's appointments or if I'm out at Jewel's and people asking me, oh, you broke your arm, and I'm like, no, I didn't break it. It's just wrapped because of lymphedema. When I shared my story, I felt better. They would tell me, I'm inspired. Oh, my God, your words just touched me. Mm-hmm. Then I thought, well, maybe I will just begin to share my story. And I just made up in my mind, you know what? I'm just going to begin accepting some of these speaking engagements and just begin to share my story. And, you know, some paid, most free. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I feel good when I share. And when I made up in my mind to do that, the national call went out looking for a new national spokesperson for Susan G. Komen 3-Day. And I said, my God, that's it. Not only can I just share my story, but I can do so on a national scale and reach thousands of people. And God just merely allowed for me to shift from clinical practice to now being able to travel the country, share my story, receive stories from other people, and actually make a difference in thousands of people's lives to get them to get in, to get them to get screened, those that are going through treatment, to give them the strength and the support that they need. And now God has elevated me, and now my purpose in life is this, to try to help as many people as I possibly can and to live.
Powerful. I'm going to tell you what, I think that when you started saying what that doctor said to you, I know the weave on my back of my neck stood up, because we allow people to tell us who we are, but what we can see in this story is that what the devil meant for evil, God turned it for your good. And that's why, and the good, Angie said, of many others, and the ladies here are all in agreement, and that's why we're saying hell no. Hell no to breast cancer.
Breast cancer has got to go.
It's got to go. It's got to go. And, you know, I want Angie to talk real quickly about lymphedema, because it's a word that we've heard often, but a lot of people are still really unsure, Angie, about what lymphedema really is.
I mean, it's basically very simply an accumulation, a buildup of fluid that actually anyone can get from a variety of reasons, but mainly with breast cancer, it's because of lymph nodes either being removed in surgery or being radiated because of the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole lymph system, which was designed to clear our body of impurities, is affected because of the intervention of the surgery or radiation, mm-hmm. or whatever. And so that fluid can't drain correctly from the arm and sometimes from the breast if you've only had a lumpectomy. And so that fluid just builds up, and you get swelling, you get thickness of your skin, the swelling then becomes thick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different with different people. But if it's not treated, it's very debilitating. And when it starts, it's, and that's what I tell my patients, it's, and I think this is why it's ignored. Mm-hmm. I don't, Dr. Phillips, if you see this, but they're, a lot of times it'll start to swell a little bit. They may notice, oh, my sleeve from my blouse is a little tighter on this side than the other, or maybe I have a ring tighter than the other or whatever, but it doesn't hurt usually.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll go, oh, I've been through worse. You know, I've been through chemo, so I can go through this.
Right.
You know, and it's not that big a deal, but if it's ignored over time, it can get worse. You can get infections. It can be life-threatening if it's not treated.
And so, Dr. Phillips, let me ask you this. Why, if you know, why was your lymphedema so disabling?
Well, for me, because I was very aware of what it was,
mm-hmm.
I began to go through treatment. We'd get it down, and then it'd get worse again. And
mm-hmm.
I actually have no lymphatic activity in my right extremity at all.
What does that mean? No lymphatic?
Were all of your nodes removed at surgery?
Well, they weren't all removed, but between what was removed and the radiation,
okay.
Once I had a lymphoscintigraphy,
okay.
The lymph nodes that are there are completely inactive.
Break that down for us, Dr. Phillips. What does that mean? Because the ladies here, they all get that. But the layperson and someone that's not been through it, we have no idea what that means. What does that mean?
That means that, like Angie was saying, your lymph nodes are part of your immune system. They're supposed to get rid of the, you know, impurities and, you know, inflammation and infection out of your body. And you could have some lymph nodes. I still have lymph nodes actually in under my arm,
mm-hmm.
But they don't work. So if I had some that worked, that would mean possibly that my swelling would not be as bad, or if I participated in some activity and it became worse, my body could build up enough in its immune system to draw the swelling back out again. Because none of the remaining lymph nodes that are still sitting up under my armpit are working because they got completely zapped by the radiation, that means any swelling that builds up in my arm, my hand, mm-hmm. and it affects my fingers. I have to do a lymphatic massage. I have to wear compression garments. There's a type that I wear during the day. I have to wear special garments at night. And this is 24/7.
Wow.
For the rest of my life until God decides to heal me and I don't have to wear them anymore. But for me, it became disabling because if I don't wear my compression garments, my swelling is so bad I cannot move my fingers.
Wow.
And as an occupational medicine physician, I have to sew up lacerations, remove foreign bodies out of the eye. When I do put on my compression garments, they're so tight that I can't move my fingers to sew up the lacerations. So that's why it's disabling for me when it comes to my profession and the clinical aspects of my job.
And as you were talking about your sleeve, Laura Bryant so beautifully and eloquently pulled out her sleeve, and might I add, it is beautiful and it matches her outfit to the T.
You know?
I say if you have to do it, I'm not wearing that old brown beige one. Uh-huh. I'm going to do it with
exactly.
a blue one style. You know?
And so, Laura, for you, let's talk about your journey because you're 3.5 years cancer-free. Let's talk about how you made it through, you know, the challenges of that every woman that would deal with breast cancer has to go through.
And I think, you know, the story is really a lot, it's similar with so many breast cancer survivors, but I really do connect with you on this lymphedema issue mm-hmm. because I'm an insanely strong, positive person, mm-hmm. and I knew God chose me for this, mm-hmm. and he knew that I would be able to help others, and I would get through it. But the lymphedema is all of a sudden, everything's over. You know, the surgery's over, the chemo's over, the radiation, and now I have lymphedema forever?
Yeah.
You're telling me I can't sleep on my right side? I can't
yeah.
carry a purse on that side? Mm. I can't take karate anymore? Be careful you get bit by a bug on that side forever? Girl, I'm strong, but sometimes that just makes you want to go... Why, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
yeah.
it takes, you know, it takes a little bit out of you. But with strong people like Angie helping us with mm-hmm. that, you know, the massaging and the techniques and helping us with a yoga class here just for
right
a breast cancer survivors, it's been amazing. So I can share with you on that story.
Absolutely. These are only three of those strong voices, but there are so many strong voices that we're going to try to bring to you to encourage you, to uplift you, and to enlighten you one conversation at a time, y'all. It is about knowledge being our power, being the change that we want to see in our own lives. You're on point, everybody. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today, 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion.
The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Hello, I'm Nolan Walls. My mother passed from breast cancer 7 years ago. That's why I support Team OPT in their effort to raise money and awareness for breast cancer.
Hello, my name is Gwen Johnson, and I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Colette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Plan Avoyelles Parish, also Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Hey, listen, the phones are blowing up. And listen, if you are making a check out for a donation for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure Foundation, you can make that check out simply to SGK/OPT. Our office address is 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, 71302. You can phone us here at the studios up until 9 o'clock, which is rapidly approaching, at 318-484-2500, or our office number, 318-445-5658. Let me just reintroduce you to our guest this morning if you're just joining. Dr. Cherie Phillips is the national spokesperson for the Susan G. Komen 3-Day for the Cure. We're also joined by Laura Bryant, who is not only a breast cancer survivor, she is this year's honorary survivor chairwoman, and Angie Roberts, who is an occupational therapist at Cabrini Hospital, who is also a presenting sponsor for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. So much, ladies, to say, but this is what I want to talk about In this next segment. I want to talk about moving past the ability to talk about it, because right now, Dr. Cherie, Laura, and Angie, I feel in the spirit there are women that are sitting in the privacy of their home, their office, wherever they're listening, that have been stricken with this great equalizer, because it puts us all on equal footing. It doesn't care what color we are. It doesn't care how much money we've got. It doesn't care about anything like that. But to help those women to open up about breast cancer, Laura, for you, how was it that you are able to talk about it so easily? How is that for you?
I wish I could bottle up however I have this positive energy and spirit, you know, and just and sell it, because
Angie says she wished you could too.
I know. I just choose to stay positive. I keep out the negative. I throw positive energy out to the universe and to God. And that's how I do it. And it's not easy all the time. It's not all rainbows and unicorns all the time. But I choose to try and keep that negative out. And I choose to be positive with everybody. And just, you know, you can do it.
Was it hard for you initially to tell people that you had breast cancer? Because you had the double mastectomy.
I had a single mastectomy, radiation, you know, I had the reconstructive surgery, so I got the new boobie now. She's beautiful. I was.
So there were some benefits for you.
There was, ooh, that was rough, but yes, there were some benefits. It was difficult making that first little leap of saying, you know, the big C word, because it's so negative and, and it's powerful. But I just chose to just keep going. I mean, I've always lived my philosophy of living every day like it's your last day on earth, because God never promised any of us tomorrow.
That's right.
You know, and if it's my time to go, there's no regrets. I've tried to help people and try to spread some positive. But I find it's hard when you meet somebody that has stage 4 cancer, and you're trying to be that positive and an upbeat, and that's where it gets a little bit more difficult for me to try and be so positive with somebody that you know that might not make it. And and that's my challenge right now, to kind of get that across. But to me, it's all about knowing your body. If everybody could stop right now where they're at, what they're doing, and do a self-breast exam and find out what's normal for you, and then do that every week or month when you're in the shower. It has to be routine. You need to know what's normal. You need to be aware of your body, and you need to get screenings. Because I waited a little too late and ended up with stage 3 breast cancer, you know.
Wow.
So I never said, why me, or I wish I could have done it. But if I could tell other people to feel their boobies and know what's normal, I've done my job.
Absolutely. And so, Dr. Cherie, I really want you to resonate this thought, because there are women out there that are, and we always have been, the keepers of secrets. I want you to talk about how freeing it was for you, not because you're a doctor, not because you were educated, because at the end of the day, none of that really mattered. You were still a woman with breast cancer. Talk about the freedom that you felt when you finally decided to release and say, this is what it is.
You know, after sharing it with my mom, it became easier because my mom was dying at the time. So she was the main person I was concerned that, ugh, when I tell her this, you know, how is she going to take it? And all she said was, baby, now I know why mama's still alive, because no baby needs to hear that diagnosis and not have her mom here.
Wow.
But then I realized that a lot of times when I would say that I had breast cancer, people would go, but you're a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that doesn't protect me from it. And their amazement was, but you're a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized I have got to try to tell as many people as possible. There are people out there thinking that mammograms cause breast cancer, not realizing that it's so little radiation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the cause of it. And your benefits more than outweigh your risk.
Mm-hmm.
There are women that think that if I'm going to die if I get breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to realize that almost 100%. There's almost 100% chance of surviving breast cancer when it's caught early, and so screening is so important. For me, when I wake up in the morning, Carlette, I'm Cherie.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to bed at night, I'm Cherie.
Mm-hmm.
The MD, none of that means anything. I am first and foremost a child of God, and in all things, I'm supposed to give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell people all the time when I was going through chemo, and people would say, oh, girl, you look like you never had a sick day in your life. And I'm like, girl, I'm just as pale as I want to be, and
mm-hmm.
I'm bald. I look like a bad sick day. Let's keep it real. Okay. But I told him, I said, in the end, God is still God, and he's still good.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I could share that with someone, the more I said it and I voiced it out loud, mm-hmm. the more real it became to me.
Mm.
Something about reading the word is beautiful. Something about speaking it on your life is powerful.
Yeah. Mm.
And I realized that as much power as I displayed, I was able to give power to other people. Now you can't shut me up.
Oh, and I think that's amazing. And you know what I think, too? I think that we can't own cancer. You know, your cancer. You know, because cancer doesn't come from God. And that's why we're saying... Hell no.
Absolutely.
To cancer.
There you go.
You know, it is something that happens, but it's something that we don't have to tolerate. And it all starts with what's coming out of our mouths. There is power in our words.
Yes.
And so we hope that this will be a word for somebody that you are not alone, but you can choose to be alone.
Exactly.
By isolating.
And we don't want them to
do that. No, we don't. We really don't.
Do
we need to catch a break here? Okay, let me get a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll wrap up right after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. Y'all, let me just tell you, this has been an incredible conversation. It continues to be incredible even during the break. We're joined by Dr. Cherie Phillips, who is the national spokesperson for the Susan G. Komen 3-Day for the Cure. We're joined by Angie Roberts, who's an occupational therapist, and also Laura Bryant, who is not only a breast cancer survivor, but she's this year's honorary survivor chairwoman. I'm so full, Dr. Cherie, and we were saying during the break, sometimes, you know, you talk and you talk and you talk and you try to really let people feel your heart, because we know that this is a huge problem. And what many people may or may not know is that in this area, Louisiana has the highest death rates in the country for breast cancer. So this is why these conversations are so important. So in these last few minutes, Dr. Cherie, we want to give it to you. We want you to do what you do, and let's try to bring women together to say hell no and to eradicate breast cancer.
I want everyone that is listening to the sound of my voice now. This is for women and men, because, you know, mm-hmm. men get breast cancer too. It's rare, but it does occur. But I need those men out there as co-survivors, potential co-survivors, to be the support that women need. We have got to get to the point where we realize the love and support that is surrounding us every single day. It starts with you. God has made you powerful. He has made you beautiful. You are virtuous, and He has a great plan for your life. Mm-hmm. You got to wake up every day affirming and speaking out loud that God loves me unconditionally mm-hmm. and has nothing but the best plan for my life. And with that, go on with life. Know what's normal for you. Mm-hmm. Get screened early. Live a healthy lifestyle. Know that mammograms do not cause breast cancer. Mm-hmm. They're the benefits of having a mammogram more than outweigh the risk. Know that if you get breast cancer, don't think to yourself, I'm going to die, mm-hmm. because there's 2.5 million of us mm-hmm. walking around on this earth making a difference every single day as survivors. because God planned for us to be here, and he wants to use your testimony. Mm-hmm. Know that if you get screened, there's a 100% chance of you surviving. If you get screened and it's caught early, and mm-hmm. you continue to get your treatment.
Absolutely.
You have daughters, you have sisters, mm-hmm. your mothers, your grandmothers. People are counting on you. They want your presence. And the purpose that God has set for your life, he means for you to do it. Make up in your mind that you are going to fulfill every purpose mm-hmm. and every exact plan that God has for your life. And open your mouth. Get the help you need mm-hmm. and recognize and realize that your beauty is from within. And when you allow that to shine, baby, ain't nothing in the world on the outside that can stop you. You're still beautiful. You're still sexy. Mm-hmm. You still shine. And you will still make a difference.
And you're still alive.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
You know what? Because guess what? If we're vertical, we've got a chance.
Amen.
If we're dead, we have no chance.
None.
And that's why, let me tell you something. Janice Joseph Richard is a name that we will continue to talk about and to uplift on this program. She died. She lost the battle, but she was a warrior, Dr. Cherie. And one of the things that she left, the impartation that she left with us who were her friends, was that she was a basketball coach, an amazing woman. She mm-hmm. waited too long. And she mm-hmm. said, I want you to tell women not to wait.
Yes.
But she fought. Angie, how many years did she fight?
Six.
6 years.
Wow.
She fought. And look, this is every time I tell this story, it brings tears to my eyes, because at the end of her life, we sat on her bed, her little hospital bed in her house, and we talked about the end. And she talked about going to MD Anderson to see if there were any new things, any new studies, any new research, any newness that they could help her with. And they said, you know what, Janice, we can't. There's nothing else we can do. She had, her son was about 12 years old when she died, trying to incorporate a life of things that moms teach their babies in just literally a few days. And then they asked her, they said, can you give us some of your blood? And at the time, Dr. Cherie, she was so sick mm-hmm. that her blood, they couldn't even hardly get it out.
Wow.
But as the warrior woman that she was, she said yes. Mm-hmm. So this is why I'm saying hell no to breast cancer, because we don't want to see another mom have to leave her boy.
No.
Her daughter, her family, her husband, her sister, her mother, her friends. This is why we're fighting to raise this money. But guess what? The money does us no good if you don't go have your mammogram.
It
does us no good if you're not going to use it. The word says, and I know I'm out of time, but the word says this. It says that we are justified by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony.
Testimony. That's it.
If you don't testify, what good is it?
There you go.
Yes, I'm screaming at you.
Yes.
Because this is the day that the Lord has made. We got to rejoice. We got to be glad in it. But we got to be, like Gandhi says, and we say it every morning because we love it. You got to be the change that you want to see in the world. And Dr. Cherie, you are beautiful.
Thank you. You
are physically fit. We knew that God had an impartation and that he would use you to reach the masses. And we went way over the time that our producers agreed upon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was my pleasure, sweetheart.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You have been a true blessing. Laura, you are a blessing. You brighten our day every time you come in and you share your story, your courage. Angie, you know that we love you. The heart that you have is just right out there. There are not many women that can just serve, but you are one. Thank you. And thank all of you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Friday.
been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.